United States.
Prisons. Hard sell. Are policies for transgender prisoners endangering female inmates?
In the spring of 2023, Jennifer Barella returned to her cell at the Central California Women's Facility, or CCWF, in Chowchilla to find a large man sitting there. Her new cellmate had been sentenced to life in prison in 1982 for murder, had changed name, self-identified as a woman, and been transferred to CCWF. Other female inmates have had similar experiences since California passed law SB 132 in 2020, allowing prisoners to be housed according to self-defined gender identity, not biological sex. The law does not require them to change their body before transferring and then lets them request their cellmate. When it was passed, Sean Meerkamper of the Transgender Law Center, or TLC, said, "This bill is a necessary harm reduction measure that will allow our trans family to seek safer situations while incarcerated." Trans inmates have spoken of the benefits. In other states, too, laws and policies are allowing a trickle of trans prisoners to transfer. But some female prisoners claim that inmates from men's prisons are gaming the new system and that a small but growing number of men convicted of violent and sexual crimes are being locked in cells with women. Some women's groups warn that other proposed laws could turn this initial trickle into a flow. A bill at committee stage in New York State would presumptively house inmates based on their self-declared gender identity. "We are not against trans people," says Ms. Barella, who was released last year after serving 15 years. "But we are against those pretending to be transgender who are predators to get into a woman's prison where there is lots of prey." The website of the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, the CDCR, says that 42 inmates have been transferred from men's to women's prisons since 2021, with more than 100 applications under review. SB 132 allows transfers to be turned down for management or security reasons. CDCR says 83 inmates have been denied. A review by California's prison inspector in 2023 did not substantiate any allegations of sexual assault, but it sustained numerous allegations of consensual sexual misconduct between transferees and other incarcerated people. Many female inmates reported witnessing transferees abusing their romantic partners. After the report was published, Tremaine Carroll, a transferred inmate serving 25 years to life for violent crimes, was charged with raping two women in CCWF and faces trial soon. Carroll denies the charges. In 2022, an inmate moved to Rikers Island Women's Prison in New York received a 7-year sentence for attempted rape. CDCR responds that all requests are reviewed by a multidisciplinary classification committee chaired by a warden. It adds that CDCR has a zero-tolerance policy for sexual abuse. But the inspector's report admits that if a person with a history of raping women applied to transfer to a women's prison, the wording of the law may prohibit the department from denying the person's transfer request based solely on their history of raping women. Women's Liberation Front, a campaign group, is challenging the legality of SB 132. In a statement, TLC and the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, said, "Transgender women are women, and unfortunately CDCR has a history of failing to protect the transgender women and the cisgender women in its custody." It went on, "We will fight to ensure that the constitutionality of SB 132 is zealously defended." A Freedom of Information request in May by Keep Prisons Single Sex, another campaign group, found that 48% of the 1,433 inmates in federal male prisons who identify as women are there for sex offences, nearly four times the share in the general prison population. The share is also high in Britain, where 74% of those in male prisons who identify as women are in for sex offences or violent crimes. And in Canada, where in 2017 to 2020, 86% of gender diverse inmates were violent offenders and 33% had a history of sexual crimes. Furthermore, inmates identifying as women in federal male prisons are three times as likely as the general prison population to be classed as high security. Still, in federal women's prisons, only 9 inmates have come from male prisons. In California, another public records request found that 34% of the 287 inmates in state men's prisons who applied in 2022 to transfer to its women's prisons were registered sex offenders. Undoubtedly, some transgender prisoners are vulnerable. TLC says that prisons and jails routinely subject transgender people in their care to harassment, sexual assault, and violence. The inspector's report said 19 of the 22 inmates transferred and 16 of the 28 due to be said that they had been victims of violence because of their gender identity. 20 of the 22 and 17 of the 28 said they had been threatened. Some change is now happening as trans inmates win lawsuits for being denied necessary medical care. The women's groups point out that women are vulnerable too and should not be put at risk in order to protect vulnerable inmates in men's prisons. Studies in 2016 and 2017 found that nearly 90% of women in American prisons are victims of previous sexual assault. Help from civil rights groups is scarce. In response to an inquiry about inmates moving from male to female prisons in Washington state, the ACLU sued to block release of the data.